Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on 1 John, and today we're reading 1 John 4, 20 and 21. I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. If anyone boasts, "I love God," and goes right on hating his brother or sister, thinking nothing of it, he is a liar. If he won't love the person he sees, how can he love the God he can't see? The command we have from Christ is blunt. Loving God includes loving people. You've got to love both. If anyone boasts, "I love God," and goes right on hating his brother or sister, thinking nothing of it, he is a liar. If you won't love the person he can see, how can he love the God he can't see? The command we have from Christ is blunt. Loving God includes loving people. You've got to love both. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? If anyone boasts, "I love God," and goes right on hating his brother or sister, thinking nothing of it, he is a liar. If he won't love the person he can see, how can he love the God he can't see? The command we have from Christ is blunt. Loving God includes loving people. You've got to love both. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. If anyone boasts, "I love God," and goes right on hating his brother or sister, thinking nothing of it, he is a liar. If he won't love the person he can see, how can he love the God he can't see? The command we have from Christ is blunt. Loving God includes loving people. You've got to love both. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for teaching us to love you, ourselves, and those around us. As we go about our day today, would you open our eyes to see each person we meet through your eyes, and open our hearts to love them with your perfect love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.